That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That is all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you complain that the photographer is in your way at a wedding and you push by them to take a picture of the bride and groom cutting the cake, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm.
Mom! They paid that guy to be here. Put your iPhone 4 down.
Get out the way. They're going to miss this shot right here. I'm going to get this shot right now.
My mom is looking at me. She's motioning like, come on. What's this guy doing?
I'm right.
Like, this guy was paid several thousand dollars to be here to document
minimum.
Their day. You have an outdated phone that you haven't updated since 1987. And meanwhile, you're trying to get the perfect picture.
But she doesn't want to wait. She doesn't want to wait for that editing or anything like that. She gets the shot on the iPhone 4. She could share it with everybody right at this moment. At the upload speed, not as quick as some of the others at this point. But she can share it.
Yeah.
You know, that photographer, they're going to take their time getting it back to the couple.
I guess that's true. If you want to defend her, sure.
I got one for you here.
Yes.
If your tattoos make you resemble a Chipotle bag when you remove your shirt, that's all I need to know about you. I was loving the internet yesterday. I got lost in a Twitter vortex, and you know how rare that is for me, Anna.
Well, here's the thing, is that Raven has a weird obsession with Adam Levine's body.
That is not true. Okay. I told you he looked like a Komodo dragon in a way.
You have not stopped talking about him taking his shirt off and what he looked like.
There was something strange about his stomach region into his hips and backside region. He's got a Komodo dragon backside.
Uh-huh.
Been watching a lot of Nature Channel lately. Yeah. They got that new Dynasties premiere, man. It just sucked me in. But the resemblance to him in a Chipotle bag when they put him side by side,
That's really funny.
Can't see it now.
Christian, throw that up on our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, so we can so people can see what he's talking about.
I can't unsee it now.
Absolutely.
Obsessed with Adam Levine's body. Obsessed.
Definitely.
If you try and get out of your car after you just hit someone and then try to fight them and then have that person be an undercover cop, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh.
I need to move.
Where did that happen?
Right in front of my house.
Okay, that didn't happen to you.
No, thank God,
Well, that's good.
I'm still here, so
Try not to fight anybody. I mean, that's what insurance is for, everybody.
I think I could fight someone.
Accidents are frustrating, and you know, but just try and keep it in perspective.
Right.
You know what happened to me the other day that I thought was really interesting, and it's the opposite, is that I live on a street corner, and I'm like the first house, so I was making the wide turn to turn into my driveway.
Yeah.
And this guy was on his phone not paying any attention, and he didn't see me turning into my driveway and almost slammed into me to the side.
Right.
So I like looked at him and like threw my arms up.
Right.
And he pulled, and then he turned the car around. So then I got scared because I'm like, oh my God, is he going to like yell at me or something like that? And he apologized and wanted to make sure I was okay.
Oh, that was nice. It's so rare nowadays that people actually take the time to apologize that you have that moment where it's cringeworthy, but.
Right.
But I was going to suggest that you keep a small, like, fist-sized rock in your car. Right. Just in case. Just in case. Just you need that at any time to be like, bing, and then you can just dart off into the bushes.
You want to chime in, too, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What was the last thing that you had to teach your parents? Call us at 1-800-330-9999.
Oh, man.
Tan on Raven, Star 99.9. This came up because one of the T-Mobile commercials during the Super Bowl was a dad texting his daughter. Chicken, eggplant parmesan recipe. Right. And she was like, Dad, this isn't Google.
Right. This is how you Google. This is exactly the same way. Just text these things in and your phone will tell you.
Finally, she gives up and just sends him a link to a recipe.
Which is all of our lives.
Yeah. Seriously. The other day, my mom called me and she's like, Anna, do you have a minute? I have a big problem.
A major problem.
And
okay.
I was like, all right. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on, Mommy? I got a damaged table from Pottery Barn. They told me I have to email them pictures of the broken table. I go, yeah. She goes, I don't know how to email a picture.
What? How do I do this?
So I spent, I kid you not, 10 minutes trying to teach her how to attach a photo to an email.
Over the phone.
But the problem was is we had attached two photos.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
And finally, I go, Mom, text me the pictures.
Right.
And I'm going to go into your email and I'm going to take care of this
I'm going to send it for you.
Right.
I will log into your email remotely here from somewhere else the other side of the planet and I will take care of this for you right now.
Right.
And I was like, I don't understand. I mean, I'm walking you through it. They just can't get it. And I think as children, that has become our burden is now we have to teach them all this technology.
This is the new taking care of your parents, like when they move in. Instead of, you know, changing adult diapers or anything like that, this is what you're having to do. And you have to do it earlier on now. So my my grandmother-in-law, Mun, from Mun's Memos, who's been on here on the program. We set up her computer. I set it up so basically you just flip it open and everything is right there for her. Email, all that stuff. And every time that she might lock herself out of her email or the password to just get in the laptop, it's like 3 days. There's phone call after phone call after phone call to the point where finally it's like, Mun, just come over.
Right.
Come over, bring the computer. And on top of it, she'll bring every piece of computer hardware that she owns with her. Like, they all need to connect and communicate to each other just to get her in her email.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
My mother-in-law called me the other day, and she goes, I just posted something on Facebook. Can you just make sure it's there? Right? I was like, and you want to know what?
That's fair.
It wasn't there.
Right.
Where did it go? Oh, it's gone.
You didn't post anything.
Keep trying. Follow-up questions. Screenshot. Sending back with a circle and an arrow. Christian, do you have any problems with your mother?
Yeah. It's the selfies. It's taking selfies. She just does not know how to flip the camera around to take a selfie. She turns the phone physically around.
Oh.
Old school.
Right. Old school style.
That's Paris Hilton style.
She tries to press the button from the back.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, Mom, hang
That's
on.
What we used
I got
to do.
It.
That's
it's okay.
What we used to do, remember?
Wow.
No, yeah. I don't.
I don't remember that. I wasn't watching Paris Hilton do it, but that's how she actually used to do it.
Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian have an argument over who invented the selfie, because if you look at old school pictures, it's them holding the camera backwards, taking pictures like that.
No
that
kidding.
Was the old school way. Your mom is just stuck in 1997. Right. That's the only problem.
Right. With some one-on-one instruction from your kids, you can definitely get it done.
Right. All right. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What's the last thing you had to teach your parents? Find ourselves having to teach our parents so many things when it comes to technology. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what's the last thing you had to teach your parents?
So I have to text on my mother's flip phone because she doesn't know how to.
She refuses to get a newer phone. She insists that the flip phone is good enough for her, but she makes you send text messages from her actual phone.
She doesn't want an iPhone or any phone that's a touchscreen because she thinks that robots are going to invade the world and AI is going to come to life.
Yeah. That's a fair assessment. Thank you very much for the call. Have a great morning. Of course it is. But you remember how good you used to be with a flip phone with a push to text?
So like, fast.
Dude, I could do it in the dark with the three letters on the thing and have an accurate text message.
True.
It's incredible. Now we have autocorrect and I send messages off and I'm like, oh God,
so many
why
wrong.
Does that say that?
Exactly. We didn't have that problem when we had flip phones. 1-800-330-9999. What's the last thing you had to teach your parents? As children, we have a lot of responsibilities to our parents, but it seems like the newest responsibility we have is to teach them everything having to do with technology.
Right. I mean, things are moving ahead at a big pace here now. We're going to have artificial intelligence, robots out there, all sorts of different stuff, Anisap. But it usually comes from small trivial things like logging onto their computer.
Right. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. So we wanted to know, what was the last thing you had to teach your parents? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Oh, yesterday it was. The computer asked me if I was a robot. So I told them yes. That was the last thing.
Oh, man.
I logged out of my email again, and I can't get in. I went on the Facebook to tweet you, and I couldn't do it. I'm like, I can't. It's going to put me in my grave.
I'm telling you. Early. The new thing where you have to click, like, they show you, like, the box of all the, like, the different boxes. You have to click the boxes that have street signs or a storefront or something like that.
Yep.
Oh.
That
terrible.
Phone call was the most annoying phone call of my life. I don't know which ones have bridges.
Right. Did I select the dogs before? What's up? Right.
How many bridges are there? I don't know if that's a bridge.
Right. There could be a bridge right down the street from that photo. Thank you for the call.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the last thing you had to teach your parents?
It's not my parents that I teach. It's everybody's parents how to use mobile banking because I work for a bank.
Oh,
it's a great idea.
I mean, so this is your job full time? This is what you have to do? Or?
Yes. So you guys tell your parents that you should have mobile banking, and then they call me over the phone and say, my daughter told me that I should have mobile banking, and it's not working.
Oh, I can only imagine having to explain how to access an app, how to download an app.
Walk them through it.
And then they don't know their Apple ID password, and they're locked out, and they want me to fix it, and they think I'm Apple tech support. I had to schedule somebody Apple tech support the other day.
I mean, the first 6 to 9 months of that job, you must have been cursing Apple every day. That is wonderful. Thank
Can you
for the
reset
call.
My Apple password?
Right.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I don't work there. Right.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the last thing you taught your parents?
Good morning. I had to teach my mother how Wi-Fi works when my brother came over and asked for the password.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, setting up the routers, getting the Wi-Fi going is terrible. And God forbid that thing shuts down. The reboot process, tell them to unplug it and plug it back in. It's the end of the world.
And no, they'll never remember a password. I'm like, just pick something you'll remember, and they'll never, ever remember it.
Yeah, but she didn't have, she was more like, what do you mean, my password? What are you, like, she didn't understand, so I made it really simple. I told her that each house, the Wi-Fi is like, each house has their own bucket of paint, and every phone is a brush. And when they come to your house, they can use your password and use your paint, and it won't do anything to your paint. And they're just coloring with your paint in their phone.
I love it.
This is fantastic.
It's genius.
Yes, she understood.
I believe that I understood Wi-Fi right up until this moment right here. Now I'm confused. But if that worked for your mom, I love it.
It's our job now as children to teach our parents about technology. And, man, it is not easy.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes with the email, 3 days to get my grandmother back in there.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the last thing you had to teach your parents?
How to copy and paste on Microsoft Word.
How to copy and paste on Microsoft Word. One of the biggest basics. I mean, that one's been around for a while. Thanks for the call. Have a great morning.
I know.
I feel like that's got to be really hard to teach somebody.
I mean, Control C, Control V.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that difficult.
Easier said than done.
And Ann Raven, what's the last thing you had to teach your parents?
Well, technically my grandparents, and I had to teach her how to use Netflix on the TV.
Oh no.
I would have just had to go over. I mean, whatever it was, you would have had to catch a flight or get in the car or whatever. Forget trying to explain that.
Forget it. I mean, I can't even imagine. How to record something on the TV is its own problem.
Oh,
how to
DVR
log on?
Or whatever? Oh, forget it. I'm just incredibly curious as to what grandma was trying to watch on Netflix.
What was the last thing you had to teach your parents? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, Star 99.9.
Yeah, my grandmother-in-law got locked out of her email. This happens to her every time that she actually turns off her laptop. It takes her 3 days to get in. We have to summon her back to the house to bring the laptop. And she always brings every related piece of equipment that she has that goes with said laptop too. USB flash drives. Mm-hmm. One time I think she brought the printer.
Right.
Like they all have to talk to each other to start working again. That's not how it works, Grandma.
Yeah. The best is whenever they go on a trip and it's like, I was like, you don't need to go to a travel agent anymore. Sorry if you happen to own a travel agency.
Get a packet of maps. Our bad.
I got to come over and show them that they can book things online. We went around the office and we asked people, we're like, hey, like, what's the last thing you had to teach your parents?
For my mom, her phone has about like 22,000 emails. It's all like promotional nonsense.
Oh.
It's like coupons and why do you sign up for them? She goes on her computer and she looks at the emails that are actually from people that she knows and like tennis and like all her like nonsense things that she does. And then she doesn't open any of the promotional things.
How about the fact that she doesn't respect her mother's extracurricular activities?
Like tennis doesn't sound like nonsense.
Right. Keeps her in shape. You know, at mom's age, right? I mean, you're playing tennis. That's pretty great.
My mom's so annoying. She plays tennis.
Right. My mom's so annoying. She's got activities, physical activities.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
So sometimes I go in and I like unsubscribe her, but then I'm like, this is an impossible task. Get a new email address.
And you're doing this essentially, I mean, it's not against her wishes, but it's unbeknownst to her.
Yes.
So she's going in there without her knowledge.
To unsubscribe
her to emails that she would never clear out there and then just trying to get rid of them. And then she gives up about halfway through because it's just futility.
I always think it's funny how like overwhelmed parents get when it comes to email. They're like, I have 1,700 emails. It's like, well, stop giving your email address to every store you walk into.
Well, you got to get that 10% right at that time.
Well, they asked me for it. What am I going to do? Not give it to them? If your family gets, like your parents get a virus on their computer or something like that, and then you have to explain to them what a virus is. It's the worst thing that's ever going to happen to you in your life.
Is there nobody out there?
I did not go to one of those dirty websites.
Right.
I did not.
Always risky click. It's nothing but pornography. It could be nothing but pornography.
Oh, my mom,
not
I didn't
the 17,000.
We're not insinuating.
I'm not accusing you. How do you know that's where they only get them? You've been to this site and then you're in trouble.
1-800-330-9999. What's the last thing you had to teach your parents?
God, could you chew any louder?
Could you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems.
Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Lauren and Ryan are joining us together this morning. Lauren, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hi. Well, Ryan actually proposed a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. However, he used the F word when he was doing it. And I.
Wait, what?
I know. What? He said, "I just love you so
wow.
much." And I know he was just really passionate about it, but I've been thinking about it, and I feel like it just ruined the moment. You know, like when I tell this story to other people, I'm such a bad liar. I just want to be able to tell them what really happened, but I feel like saying that he said that just kind of lessens the moment. I want us to go redo it. I want us to go back to the same spot and have him redo it.
Were you videoing it?
I was going to say, I mean, this has got to be about video, basically, right?
Yeah, there's a video, and I want to be able to show it to my parents or when we eventually have kids, but I don't want him to be saying the F word in there, you know?
Mm. Ryan, what's going on?
I'm just kicking back here, just thinking the whole thing is comical. There's nothing wrong with what I said. I don't see the problem, to be honest. Proposed to her. I was passionate. I'm passionate about her. I love her. Courtesy, everybody does it. What's the big deal?
I know, but when we show it to our kids, Ryan, like, it's just kind of trashy.
All right, well, then just slap an R rating on it and call it a day. They can watch it when they're, you know, when they're older.
Oh, come on. My parents want to watch it.
They can watch it when they're older. Or they don't have to see it. They're not, I mean, I doubt they really want to see it. They're
guys,
not,
I
like,
have questions that I need to answer.
Right, I mean, I'm not sure why you'd be so adamant about not redoing the video.
Yeah, what?
I know.
What was the proposal? I mean, were you just the two of you in a field? Or was it, like, much more involved within that?
I mean, it was pretty simple. We were out in a park, and it was a gorgeous day. And,
it was a gorgeous day.
It was by the lake.
So to reshoot this, you would have to just go back to that park and go take another video.
Yeah, it's not going to be that complicated.
Well, you'd have to control the weather, too.
But it's not going to be the same.
You know. Phone call into God, you know, that kind
of
thing.
All right. I mean, this is wacky. Guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Lauren, that albeit it was heartfelt, dropping the F-bomb during a proposal wasn't exactly ideal. And you want that video and that memory. People may see Ryan's point, too. It's a proposal. It happens once in a lifetime. That was yours, like it or not.
Right.
And it is what it is. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes, I
want to know if I'm being too sensitive about this.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Lauren is upset that during her proposal, Ryan, her now fiancé, used the F word.
But he's so passionate, Anna Zapp.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing is that they have the whole thing on video, and now she's sad when she looks back on it because she thinks that that word kind of ruined it and wants him to redo it. He's like, no, it was the heat of the moment. It is what it is.
In the heat of the moment, he gets loose to the tongue, that's for sure.
Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the wife's side. I curse all the time in everything I do. Not during a marriage proposal, buddy. Can't do it. And by the way, Ryan, if you don't learn happy wife, happy life now, this marriage ain't ever going to work.
Right. Don't even start, bro. Don't even start if you ain't going to figure it out now. You've lost your freedom of choice. You are right, sir, and thank you for the call.
You want to chime in, too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Should he have to redo the proposal because of this?
That guy was dead. On.
During their proposal, Ryan dropped the F-bomb, and Lauren said, no, you have to propose again. You can't propose to me and use a bad word.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing's on video. She wants to share it. She wants to be able to look back on this memory, and it's just awkward.
Yeah. Should he have to re-propose? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Ann Raven, whose side you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I feel you get one chance. My ex-husband asked me to marry him in front of the kitchen sink and said, let's do it. So I couldn't do that one over.
Were the dishes done?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't remember.
Oh, man. I hope the dishes were done. You always got to consider your background. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. When she said, I just wanted it to be perfect, life's not perfect. Your wedding's not going to be perfect. You know, move on with the moment. Like, you know, the guy loves you. He got carried away. I think just being perfect stuff is going to make life memorable. So I think they'll laugh about this someday.
It's true. Going after perfection is an unattainable goal.
I don't even remember what my husband said to me when he proposed. No recollection at all.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I think they keep it genuine, and then they can maybe have somebody edit it and get that word out of there.
Mm. I can edit it for them.
Right. Anna's all over this. She wants to be a director.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ryan, our audience agreed with you. Lauren, this was your proposal, and if you love him and he got caught up in the moment, it is what it is, and I would just hold on to that video for yourself. You don't have to share it with the world if you don't want to.
I told you so. Baby, I love you, but I was just expressing my love to you. And
I know.
Accept me for me. That's who I am.
High five. Hold my beer. I got this.
If it makes you feel better, Lauren, you can actually send me the video, and we have the equipment here where I could beep it out on the video for you. So,
I mean, that's the version I'd want to show my children. So, yeah.
All right. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. You may have seen this commercial during the Super Bowl.
Let's all experience something together.
Like, what's happening?
This place, so pure, you can feel it.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
So weird.
So weird.
What's happening here?
That's Zoe Kravitz. She was in the Michelob Ultra commercial. But she's doing what I didn't realize at the time because I didn't know what it was ASMR. So if you're wondering what ASMR is, it's taking over the internet by storm. YouTube channels, there's so many of them that have millions and millions of hits. And here is this real creepy lady explaining to you what ASMR is.
Thank you.
I'm here to tell you about ASMR, autonomous sensory meridian response. It's a pleasant tingling feeling that you experience when you hear unique soft voices or hear certain soothing sounds.
Please speak up. This is so creepy.
It's so creepy. So let me explain to you what this is.
Why can't you do it in a regular voice?
Because when you're doing ASMR, you have to talk in a really hushed voice that sounds really kind of creepy.
You sound like you're straining yourself while you do it. At the same time, don't give yourself a hernia.
I'll explain in regular voice. ASMR is a feeling of well-being combined with tingling sensation. So it's using audio sounds to create tingling sensations down your spine.
What I got from that commercial and the instructions is what it feels like is a chick about to stick her tongue in your ear.
It's so creepy.
And therefore, you are tingling up your back. But that's a little weird.
But they use all these...
Oh, God.
Ew. Yuck. Oh, Raven.
I'm disgusted.
They use all these weird items to try to create these... ultimately chills down your spine. And you're supposed to listen to it with headphones. And here's one particular creepy guy.
A new little.
So what's he doing?
Listen, which I thought just sounded great.
Well, what is that?
All we just have here is a cinnamon bottle. A cinnamon bottle.
What is he doing?
It's a cinnamon bottle.
Oh, God.
Cinnamon bottle.
Oh, this is so strange,
it's so
man.
It's so weird.
I was flipping through when you brought this up to me. I went on YouTube because you were like, this is a thing. And I was like, it feels like ambient noise. Nope. Went on there. There's 1,000 of these on YouTube and everybody has like a gazillion views.
It's crazy.
There's one with a girl who's like, she's welcoming you home from work.
Yeah.
And she's like taking off his shoes and giving him some chips and stuff.
But it's just audio. It's not real.
No, I go back to the other thing too, is that the tingling thing is about sticking the tongue in the ear.
I know.
You're listening very carefully and you're waiting for somebody to give you a wet willy.
But I don't understand. I've listened to 100 of these over the last 24 hours and I haven't gotten the chills once. I haven't gotten that tingling down my spine.
Do you think you can do better?
Oh, this is me using my voice. I'm going to lick the microphone.
Don't lick.
I didn't even hear it. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. I'll turn your mic way up. That's not licking. I mean, you promised licking. Huh? You're going to be sick.
What are you doing?
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Cirilla, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Sure, good luck.
Okay, here's how it works,
Thank
Cirilla.
You.
I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back into the room and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. Sound good?
Sure.
Cirilla, did you get a chance to listen to the cheat sheet yesterday afternoon at 5:30 with Kevin Begley?
I did not.
Okay, that's all right. Let's do this. Number one, Gisele Bündchen, a.k.a. Tom Brady's wife, talked about why she broke up with this A-list actor in 2005 in her memoir. What actor is it?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Number two, this sequel based on a brick-shaped toy will hit theaters this week.
Lego Movie 2.
Number three, millions tuned into this live-action game during the Super Bowl to watch Marshmello perform a 10-minute concert. What game was it?
Fortnite.
Number four, these two comedians have hosted the Golden Globes together 3 times, and they have both been announced as presenters at the Oscars. Who are they?
Billy Crystal and, I don't know, Chevy Chase.
Number five, Andy Cohen announced the birth of his son Benjamin. At his baby shower, many of the Real Housewives were there, and his BFF, this singer-songwriter that is originally from Connecticut.
John Mayer?
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Great job, Cirilla. Raven.
How'd you do?
Okay, thanks.
She got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Number one, Gisele Bündchen, a.k.a. Mrs. Tom Brady, talked about why she broke up with this A-list actor in 2005 in her memoir.
Leo DiCaprio.
That's right. She basically said that she was in a dark place and she wanted to be like healthy and clean, and yeah, he wasn't on the same page.
Too much partying. He wants to enjoy that life.
Cirilla, still leading you 4-1. Number two, this sequel based on a brick-shaped toy will hit theaters this week.
Brick-shaped toy. Lego Movie 2.
That is correct. Cirilla, still leading you 4-2. Number three, millions tuned into this live-action game during the Super Bowl to watch Marshmello perform a 10-minute concert. What game is it?
I'm just going to guess Fortnite.
That's a good guess. It's right. 10 million people watched that. They disabled their weapons and they could only dance during that portion.
Nice.
I mean, 10 million people weren't watching the Super Bowl and went to Fortnite to watch Marshmello.
Am I the only person who's wondering what Marshmello got paid for that in-video game set during the Super Bowl? It's unbelievable.
Probably more than Adam Levine and Maroon 5 did.
Well, they gave up their money. They got $500,000. They gave it up for charity.
They donated it.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of people still wanted them to take a knee.
Cirilla, still leading you 4-3. Number four, these two comedians that hosted the Golden Globes together 3 times have been announced as presenters at the Oscars.
I'll take another shot. It's going to be Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, correct?
That is correct. And I love them both.
Yes, I know you do.
You
That's
guys
why
are tied
for
at 4. Number 5, Andy Cohen announced the birth of his son Benjamin. At his baby shower, many of the Real Housewives were there, and his BFF, this singer-songwriter that is originally from Connecticut.
Is it John Mayer?
Yep.
That John Mayer guy, he's everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't sleep with him, Andy. He'll break your heart.
All right. Cirilla, he beat you 5-4 this morning, but you did such a great job.
All right. Thank you. This is Cirilla from Naugatuck, and I can't beat Raven.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to the Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Missy, the crazycouponchick.com. That's where you go, the crazycouponchick.com. She's helping me become an extreme couponer.
Star 99.9, Anna and Raven.
So here's how it went, Missy. I took your advice. I downloaded the ShopRite app because you said ShopRite usually has the best deals. I went and I got the Sunday paper. I clipped the manufacturing coupons. I clipped the regular coupons. I clipped the digital coupons.
Boom.
I used your website and went to coupons.com and Saving Star. I did it all.
Crazy.
Wow. For your very first shopping trip, huh?
Oh, I'm committed. When I say I'm going to try something and I'm going to do it, I do it 100%. It was incredibly stressful. It took me hours. I spent 2.5 hours at ShopRite.
It should be noted it was your first time really doing it like that, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be easier for others if they were following your system over time.
Right. I spent $292.50, which is about double what I would normally spend on groceries.
Wait a minute. How did that happen?
Yep. I have so much foil, but I did save $123.05.
Okay, so, hey, you have some savings. I really want to know, what did you buy to spend $300 at the grocery store?
Ziploc bags.
Not on sale?
Well, I bought all the stuff I was supposed to buy. A plethora of Ziploc bags, foil, eye solution for my husband. He has enough for 6 years.
But that was on sale. Like, you had, right. you had a coupon for
I
that.
I had coupons for that,
right,
yeah.
So that makes sense.
The problem is that, like, I needed other stuff. So I needed, like, Keurig, K-cups, and, like, things like that. And I just bought it, and it wasn't on sale. And then I realized when I got in the car, I'm like, oh, my gosh. These are more expensive than I normally pay when I go to Costco.
Oh, man.
It was too overwhelming. It was right. overwhelming.
You lost yourself.
So you need to write a list. You got to go into the store with a list and a game plan. And if you can't do that, if you're going to shop at ShopRite, did you know you can just shop at Lines? They'll do all your shopping for you. And you just go to the store with your coupons and pick it up.
Oh.
Then you're not tempted to buy those things that are not on sale.
Well, that's brilliant. Missy the Crazy Coupon Chick is with us.
Wait, what am I supposed to tell my daughter? Wrong. You can't have the chicken nuggets, they're not on sale. Today, this week you starve.
Next week she gets chicken nuggets. This week she's eating tinfoil. You gotta chew on that tinfoil and wash your eyes right now, and I don't want to hear any complaints out of you, young
Got
lady.
So much eye solution.
Hey, at least you don't have to buy it at full price ever again, though, right?
It's true. It was very, very overwhelming. It took a lot of time, but your website really blows my mind by how specific you are. Like the lotion, exactly what lotion to buy. And, like, links to where to get the coupons to add to get more off. It's really incredible. I got to tell you, it's not for me. Couldn't do it every week.
It gets easier and easier. And if you come take a class from me, I will teach you how to do it versus just the few tips and tricks that I gave you last time that we met.
You see that? So there's more. There's another class. Level, Anna Zapp.
You haven't even explored the realms of Target yet.
Oh.
Once you get there, you're hooked.
Oh.
If ShopRite didn't do it to you, Target's gonna get you.
Mm-hmm. Cartwheel. It's yeah. the app, and it's the jam,
yes.
Anna Zapp.
All right.
Love Cartwheel. Love me some Cartwheel. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but sometimes I save a lot on shorts and pants there.
Well, that's good. All right, Missy, the one place you should be shopping this week that's got the best sales, where is it?
I'm heading to CVS all the way.
Yeah, I was actually in CVS, and I saw they had a lot of those little stickers everywhere, which is always a good sign.
Yes, that means sales.
If you want to learn how to be an extreme couponer, too, maybe you'll have more luck than I did. Just head to thecrazycouponchick.com. Missy, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.